If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
Ah, the sounds of back to school time. There's plenty to about this time of year, so let Canes take something off your plate by putting something on it, like hand-battered chicken fingers and cane sauce.
Raising Canes chicken fingers, one love.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put skills to work? Bill is. Explore new career options in the fintech industry.
Finance!
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit GoCurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Got to make money when you're sleeping. It's the only way you get ahead. You got to make money when you're sleeping.
That's advice.
Yeah, it's advice. Make money when you're sleeping.
That is advice.
And guess what? You got to get educated in that world. That's what Currency does. Part of the finance world teaches you what you have to do in your own life. Oh, man. I tell you one thing. What Schottenheimer's doing at Currency.
Carson
Schottenheimer.
Is unbelievable.
Carson.
He sets up a plan for you long term, and he's ready to go. I tell you what.
He inspires confidence.
He's the Dan Campbell of finance.
That's a compliment.
Carson Schott is the Dan Campbell of currency. It's what he is. We just said it matters. Guess what? Leadership matters. Mm-hmm. That's what Carson's doing right now.
Carson matters.
Just for now, he'll just be Dan Schottenheimer from here on out.
I'm getting all these names confused.
The combination of Dan Campbell.
Filming and I don't. You gotta help me.
Sip's trying here.
What's our new disease? I got
the Gingis.
The Gingis. I got the Gingis. You know, Gingis corn.
I don't want to talk about it.
It's personal. It's
personal
problem.
Take a couple of weeks to clear up.
I hope.
Try it. It's contagious.
I'm taking a bunch of antibiotics.
Ointments.
Don't look at me.
Balms. Wow.
I gotta change my diet.
It is time. It's time for
any red meat anymore.
Thursday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
this is gonna be a bonanza.
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
Bill's Thrills, sponsored by Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
You need remodels for your kitchen, bathroom, whole house, or more? Please call Randy at Dinert Contracting or text him at 402-417-5204.
As soon as that tree came crashing through part of your roof, deck, awnings, whatever just happened.
Garage.
You name it. First thing, Randy. Randy Diner's the one you want to get a hold of immediately. Like that. Get your insurance claim in. Get your stuff going. Get a hold of Randy. Get him over there for a free consultation immediately. He's busy, but he's never too busy. That's Randy.
Nice.
And he'd be lifting Phil over his head on August 27th at Ruhlman's.
And I checked
That's
out.
It's going to be awkward.
I checked out the safety part of it like that, and we're going to be just fine.
Will Phil be facing up or down?
Yeah, where's Phil looking at?
I think he's up. We'll see. We'll get a plan.
Right. Yeah, we'll get some time still. All right, what do we got? Cool parenting tips Thursday. Parenting
Bill's tips. Thrills.
Yes.
Don't lose your wits. Turn to the hits. Don't lose your wits. Turn to
this
the
sounds
hits.
Sounds good.
Teach your kids the value, especially from vinyl, of what a greatest hits album was all about. The greatest hits.
You need to school us on this.
Oh, well. There's
school
a
us up, Bill.
There's a couple of ones that I just start off with. In my mind, the greatest one ever is Eagles' greatest hits.
Ooh.
The Eagles' greatest hits. The next one that's right there, the Jackson 5. Now,
okay.
They have one called The Collection and The Greatest Hits, but the Jackson 5 is unbelievable. Queen's Greatest Hits.
You're a Queen fan.
Big fan. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, greatest hits.
Now we're talking.
Rolling Stones, I think, was called Hot Rocks, and that was their greatest hits also.
Oh, my God. Is that right?
Hot Rocks.
Hoss, weigh in, Hoss.
Yeah, it's Hot Rocks, if I remember right. But these, Jake, this doesn't exist. Now it's just you make your own music, make your own playlist, all this different stuff. When that came out, all of a sudden, you have the greatest hits. When you had the greatest hits. So let's just go through the Eagles. First song.
Print out.
Take It Easy.
Oh, you have to print out.
Take It Easy.
Oh.
How about this
one?
Sound
of your own
Witchy Woman. Witchy Woman. Next one. Lion Eyes.
Oh.
Huh. Already Gone. Just okay.
Oh, no. That's a great song.
It's a great song.
It's a great breakup song. Great breakup.
Desperado. Desperado.
Stopping your tracks.
Yeah. One of These Nights.
Oh.
Tequila Sunrise.
Yep.
Oh.
Take It to the Limit.
They're freaks.
One More Time.
They're freaks.
They follow up with, they end up with Peaceful, Easy Living.
Feeling.
That's the last song?
Feeling.
Feeling, sorry.
Feeling.
Had a problem reading. Yes.
Peaceful, Easy Living.
And The
living.
Best of My Love.
Wow.
Wow.
Bill, what was the first song
again?
You can
get to 25.
You can get to 25.
First song again was
Take It Easy.
Take it easy. Take it easy.
Listen to that. Turn it up.
Take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Light it up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand. Take it easy.
Oh. That's music right there. That's music. Yeah.
Greatest hits.
Oh, Jackson 5, I Want You Back. ABC. Easy as 1, 2, 3. Right away. Oh.
Something do re mi.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's so good. Oh, Sugar Daddy. I'll Be There. I'll Be There. Just
that was Young Michael.
My name.
That's Young Michael.
I'll Be There. Oh.
We were kids.
We were kids. It's unbelievable. Oh.
My sister liked that song.
Oh, I found that girl going back to... Anyway.
Greatest hits.
Greatest hits. And we had it... Well, it was on 8-track, too, but the greatest hits really came in on vinyl. That's where the greatest hits... That's where it was big, to get the greatest hits album.
Dude, does anybody put out greatest hits anymore?
Goes to Spotify.
It just goes... Yeah, there's no such a thing. I don't think there's, like, Morgan Wallen's greatest hits. I don't know if that exists. But it was just real simple how it was titled, Greatest Hits.
Right.
That was it. Mm-hmm. And they were all incredible. I didn't delve into it. I should have, because the rabbit hole would have been incredible for Bob Seger.
Oh,
how would you even do Greatest
27
Hits?
27 songs.
Yeah, first of all, it'd be a double album.
It would.
Like that. But
Eagles the double, right?
Yeah, it's a, no, that was a single. No,
was
that was
a single?
It was just a single.
Was it like really? That.
There's one now. There's also one called The Collection by the Jackson 5. And that's like 21 songs. All incredible. That was a bigger one. But
better times.
You got to teach your kids what this was like to be able to get an album that had greatest hits. Oh, Jake.
Thanks for better times.
Thank Anything you. From the text line, Jake?
From the text line, 464-5685. Believer says, that just makes you start singing right there.
It does. It makes you start singing. When you can just go from song to song. Because here's the deal. Back in the day, you could right now. You can line up songs in a row. You're on your own. You can do. You can make your own greatest hits.
Yes.
Back in the day, sometimes like when you could put an 8-track in, pour an album on, and you knew all the songs. Like it's like this is incredible. They're like a one,
compilation.
Two, three. Yeah, to get it all done. Anything else, Jake?
Yeah, Jay in Colorado says my dad showed me the Rolling Stones Hot Rocks album when I was about 8 years old. It changed my life.
Thank you,
Jay in Colorado.
Changed his life. Hot Rocks. I can see. I think it was a profile silhouette of Mick Jagger.
Oh, I don't know that.
I
Haas, weigh in.
I think it was kind of a darker album cover. Yeah, Haas, let us know.
Haas is the biggest Rolling Stones fan I know.
Tell this, Breakers, please text us a photo to Jake at what's the number, Jake?
402-464-5685.
Text us all those if you can. The cover of the Eagles, of the Jackson 5, of Hot Rocks. Let us know what that cover
is. If you got a picture
like.
Of Gabe Kaplan, we'd appreciate it.
Gabe with Kaplan. Howard Cosell.
Howard Cosell, too.
We have him.
That works.
If you're looking for Battle of the Network Stars.
That picture's incredible. I love that picture so much.
He has sunglasses on. He's dead. You know he had some kind of...
Howard did,
Gabe's
yeah.
got if this, you look, this smirk on his face.
You know how fast he was? But if you look, I looked at it really close yesterday. He's holding a tennis racket. Which means Gabe Kaplan was about either did or was about to participate.
Gabe was holding the tennis racket.
He's about to participate in mixed doubles. Mixed doubles, and Howard was covering it.
He's broadcasting it.
Broadcasting
with
it.
Daisy Duke.
Oh man! Imagine if that was
Battle
on.
Battle of the Network.
Imagine
stars.
That was on tonight, just 1979,
7 o'clock.
Be by the
YouTube,
TV.
You and Laura could YouTube this tonight. I bet it's.
I bet you can. Yeah. That would be. I'm telling you right now. I'm going to get this. Me and Gigi are going to watch this.
Maybe just got a picture.
What is this?
Got a picture from Ohio Husker of Queen's Greatest Hits.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, thank
Freddie,
you,
Freddie
thank
Mercury you. And the other guys in the. I don't know anybody else in Queen besides.
I would like
Freddie.
If you can you pull up Jake Queen's Greatest Hits? I didn't ask that. That album has to be remarkable. I mean, it has to be absolutely remarkable.
Ridiculous.
It's just ridiculous, the songs.
Hang on.
Bohemian Rhapsody would be the lead song on it. We Will Rock You will be on
we are
there.
The champions.
Okay.
Yes. Is that We Will Rock You?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know how they titled it, but
I'm not
the
as
movie
big
was
a
remarkable.
Queen fan as you are.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
The artistry was so remarkable.
Okay, here's the vinyl version of Queen's Greatest
vinyl.
Hits.
Say it again, vinyl.
Vinyl. There's 16 songs.
Say it again.
The LP one, side A, Bohemian Rhapsody. Then another one, Bites the Dust.
Another one.
Killer Queen, followed by Fat Bottom Girls. Okay.
Oh, fat. Oh, I love it.
Now
song.
We go to side B, LP one, Bicycle Race.
Okay.
I Want to Ride My Bicycle.
Oh, say, yes, sure.
You're My Best Friend.
Oh great song.
You're
Don't,
making me live.
Don't Stop Me Now. That was just going. And Save Me. Then LP two, side A, we got Crazy Little Thing Called Love.
Oh, God.
Somebody to Love, Now I'm Here, and Good Old Fashioned Lover Boy. Then the LP2 side B is Play the Game, Flash, Seven Seas of Rye, We Will Rock You, and We Are the Champions.
Say vinyl again.
Vinyl.
It's vinyl. Get that album. Get all these albums.
Say
just
vinyl.
If
vinyl.
They should be sitting around your house. Get this for your kids. Get a turntable. Get Greatest Hits vinyl.
Let's say vinyl.
Jake?
Vinyl. Tommy.
Says any other photos?
No, not yet. Tommy says, in 1996, my dad introduced me to Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. He had just bought a CD player, and we wore that Greatest Hits album out. Better
86.
Times indeed. 96.
Oh, 96. Yeah. That's not Better Time. Well, it's kind of Better Time.
They're playing the greatest hits, though.
The greatest hits. So there have been music from the 80s.
That's Better Times.
Would have been 80s, on it.
It got a picture from, is this Genghis who sent me that?
Gingis?
No. Genghis. Genghis sent me the picture of Gimme Shelter, the Rolling Stones, the Hot Rocks album.
Okay.
Got the album cover here.
Okay. Got Thank that. You, Gingis.
Thank you. Thank you, Gingis.
Genghis, whatever it is.
Thank you.
Gingisfitis.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Someone says Chicago is reissuing Chicago 9.
Their greatest
hits
would
album
be good.
With additional tracks and vinyl.
Okay.
That would be really good.
Dan from Canopy down the street says Bob Seger has a greatest and it's a double album.
Has to be. Probably a triple.
That's from where, Dan?
The Canopy Street Market down in the Haymarket.
Okay.
Dan.
What a great, that market looks incredible. I've never been in there, but I'm like,
I buy this stuff all the time.
Can you get those little lunches?
He's brought lunches here before, but I buy the creamer down there.
Bill, you can get little creamer. Lunches for like $7. They're in a, how would you describe that little container?
So it's in a container. That's incredible. So you can get something in a container. This is new to Steve.
Yeah.
This is brand new. Plastic container.
It's cheap and cheap. And they have all variety of stuff.
Dan, what kind of sandwiches can we get from you?
No, it's not just sandwiches.
Meals.
Meals.
Meals. Anything with stuffing. I love stuffing.
I'm sure stuffing's down there.
I'd be surprised if they would. Yeah.
Albums.
Bill, the headline one more time, please.
Got it right here.
Thank you.
Don't lose your wits. Turn to the hits.
That is Bill's Thrills Cool Parenting Tips Thursday, sponsored by Dinert Contracting. It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. You guys are 2-1 going for a winning week by Thursday. I hear a tuba in the background there.
Just keep talking. He's fine.
Today's Throwback Thursday, 2007 college football season. If you know the 07 crazy season, call us. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the Nick Down Sip and Bill in trivia today. The 2007 college football season. You guys feel good about this one?
Seven.
I don't know. It'd be hit or miss, but yeah.
I was deeply embroiled in the Nebraska situation, which was a situation. So I don't know a lot was going on outside.
We got Sam. How do you feel about the 2007 college football season, Sam?
I feel pretty decent. I think I was in third grade, so typical period of my life.
You probably were studying it.
Sam, say vinyl and put your heart into it.
Say it.
Vinyl.
Yeah, you did. That sounded good. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Better than you, Jake. You got to work on it.
Sam,
I thought it was vinyl.
Sam, can you do a tuba?
A tuba?
Yeah. Boom, 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 boom.
You don't have to, Sam. We're late anyways. Let's get to this. We're way late. Sam, first question to you. Back to trivia here. I don't know what's going on. 2007 was the curse of the number two team in college football. What team started that trend by beating USC as a 41-point underdog?
Stanford.
Is it Stanford? Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I didn't think that. I thought it was Oregon
State. It's Harbaugh.
Okay, I don't remember
41-point
that.
Underdog.
Off to a bad start.
In the Coliseum.
I'm going to need you on
1-0 lead for Sam. Sip, first question. What team did number two LSU beat in the BCS title game 38-24 to win the title for the 2007 season?
Who'd they beat?
Yes.
I know it. You know it?
No, you go.
It's got to be Ohio State.
No, brilliant. Wouldn't have gotten
Ohio State is correct. 1-1 tie.
Would not have gotten that. Bill, who was the Ohio State quarterback?
That Troy Smith in 07?
Maybe.
I'm going to go Troy Smith. Okay, back to you for the lead, Sam. 1-1 tie. Kansas lost to Missouri to end their undefeated season in 2007, but who did Kansas beat in the Orange Bowl that year?
Oh, I think I got this.
Ooh.
Ah, thought I did. Now I don't know. Gun to head, I'd have it, I think.
Put a gun to head.
Don't do that. 5 seconds, Sam. What was
that? Virginia Tech.
That's what I... Yeah.
Brilliant!
All right.
Correct. All right.
Overtime.
Unfortunately for you, Bill cannot help you. He already did.
I haven't known
you.
Any of these so far.
Well, 2-1 lead for the tie, Sip. Illinois made the Rose Bowl in 07 thanks to an upset win at Ohio State, but lost the game, the Rose Bowl, to USC.
Okay.
Who is the star running back for the Illini?
Snappy name. Well, okay, I'm just going to say the last name. Williams.
Is it Williams? No. The quarterback was Juice Williams. Rashard Mendenhall, the running back.
I wouldn't have got it. Sam just beat us.
Just took a whoop.
That's impressive. Yeah.
We're like the Dolphins.
We tried, though.
Sam's the Lions, and you're the Dolphins.
I don't know. We've competed. We were right there.
Okay. Well, then, all right. Well, you. I mean, I didn't know any of them.
Nice win, Sam. Congrats. You're getting bagels.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Tiebreaker for you, Bill. UCF's Kevin Smith set the record in 2007 that still stands for most carries in a college football season. How many carries did he have in 2007?
Four.
For UCF.
UCF?
This is the record. Most ever still stands today.
Was that like a young program at that point?
No. UCF's been around for a while.
341.
Okay. Over under 341.
Zip. For the season.
Yeah.
That's a good number. Over.
415 carries for Kevin Smith. What's the average? If they played 12 games, let's do some math.
Trying to do a little bit of mathematics in my head.
415. Let's say they had a bowl game, so 13 games.
Say 13, yeah.
He averaged 32 carries a game.
That's I can't even imagine.
I don't know how you do that in any league.
I mean, right now, that'd be a great question. When's the last time Nebraska had someone carry the ball 30 times in a game?
Wow, that is a good question. When would that be?
I mean, Josh Davis did it.
What was Abdullah's highest? Did he ever get to 30?
I don't think he ever got the 30. Rex did, though, against Iowa. He got the 37. I think that was the record.
Okay.
36 or 37.
This guy averaged 32 a game.
Bo made him go out to set the record. He didn't really want to. He just went out and took a knee late. I think that Rex went to 37.
The previous record was Marcus Allen had 403 carries in 1981.
God dang.
How about that for some reps?
415 for Marcus 32 Allen. Per game.
But damn.
I've been damned.
Well, nice
got an ice cream machine.
Nice win for Sam.
It's not working yet.
But damn.
But damn, we're going to get it going.
You guys are still 2-2.
Hey, 2-2.
Okay, tomorrow's
a winning week. Tomorrow on Film
Friday.
Big.
That was a good one, by the way.
That was seven. A good. I like that one.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We lost, but I still. Yeah, it's like you cared.
Bill liked the bordering states yesterday too.
Yeah,
the,
I like bordering states.
We won that one. This.
Rashard Mendenhall was pretty random, though. That's pretty. That wasn't like a.
I'm really shocked you didn't pick the quarterback.
Yeah,
you know what team he played for in the pros, Rashard Mendenhall.
What team?
Yeah, played for the Steelers.
Okay. Did he?
Yes.
Did he have a career?
He was okay. Nothing special. Not
pretty random. On Mendenhall.
He wasn't the bus, but he was good.
That was pretty random. Terrell, would you have gotten Terrell's here? Would you have gotten Mendenhall? No. I mean, that's a hard one. You didn't know it.
No, didn't know. I knew.
Jake, that would be really difficult for anybody to get. Really difficult.
I think that team, Juice Williams, the Illinois, they went to Ohio State, and Ohio State was number one.
Yeah, they beat him.
They beat him.
Is that right?
Yep.
Big win.
And that coach then was who? For the Illinois.
That Ron Zook.
Zucker.
Ron Zook.
Yeah.
It was Zook. So Zook was Zook right after Mike White?
I believe
not,
so.
Not Mike. Was Mike White the head coach?
Yes, he was 100%
the head coach.
100%. Okay, gotcha there.
You always I don't remember the buffet thing.
I don't know the name Mike White. I know Ron Zook very well. I know the coaches
Mike
after
White
Ron
was
Zook.
A very famous
right.
coach.
Yeah. Didn't know that. Sorry.
He was.
Hour three is next. Mike Schaefer, early break in the ticket.
Life is unpredictable. But how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to policygenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's policygenius.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day.
Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.